Whenever I'm asked to give the homily, my first reaction often is, exactly what am I supposed to say? Ever have that problem? It seems to me, at least this is now my experience, that the longer I read, the more I think about, teach, reflect, it seems I have less and less to say, not more. It's as it were that everything collapses into itself, into some black hole that becomes utterly dense with everything else, rendering that everything else peripheral and secondary and insignificant. Paul, I think, speaks out of that kind of dense black hole here, because the density of which he speaks is nothing other than the cross of Jesus. That place, that event, that locatedness, where the fullness of divine intent and the completeness of divine disclosure not only manifests itself, but places itself into the world. And it is over against that new fact, that reality, within all realities and defines all realities, that he speaks about. Do not, our text says, be ashamed. It's not really quite so superficial, actually. This is not a matter of some sort of interior embarrassment. Do not be scandalized. Do not fall when in fact you should stand. And it's not quite right either, I noticed with this English translation. It doesn't say, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. It says, do not be scandalized at the testimony, the witness, which he himself has given. Martyrion, ta martyrion, that's a thing. It's not even a verbal witness. This ta martyrion, Jesu Christu, is his death. Do not be scandalized at the death of Jesus, which is his witness, the instantiation of God's own reality and purpose. That's what it says. And so it speaks of Christian life in the world. Christian life in the world is not to be scandalized by the passion of Jesus, which is nothing other than the revelation of God. Nor of me, his prisoner. How interesting that Paul, as elsewhere, associates himself with the death of Jesus. The association here in the text is not between Jesus, strictly speaking, and Paul. It's between the death of Jesus and Paul. Because Paul here placards himself as the icon of that suffering Jesus in the world. He is the image. And so if in the first instance one wishes to ask the question, where exactly is the will of God by which he fulfills his purposes and makes himself known, in the first instance The answer is in the death of Jesus. But in the second instance, it's in Paul himself. And so he will end our text. I am not scandalized. I will stand tall by the grace of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in standing tall, I will be the light, a light reflecting the light of the gospel. Nor does it say, for that purpose was I commissioned. This technical phrase, for this reason was I appointed, or unto this was I appointed, strictly speaking, literally means into which I have been placed. And so Paul says he has been placed into this gospel, which is nothing other than the fact of Christ's death. And so, of course, then he says, for that reason I suffer these things. For his tribulations, as he confronts the world, is nothing other than Christ's tribulations, which continue to confront the world. As I say, this is a dense message. It's dense because it peripheralizes all other things. They don't count. There's no eternal substance to it. The humility of the Son of God is it. It and only it. And in these last days in which we live, this text asks the question, are you, am I, dense with the density of God's purpose and reality? The night comes. The light must shine. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.